You're listening to the audio production of The Love and Respect Devotional, 52 Weeks to Experience Love and Respect in Your Marriage by Emerson Eggerich, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. A note before we begin, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider.
The Love and Respect Experience, a husband-friendly devotional that wives truly love. I'm Dr. Emerson Eggerich. Introduction. Wanted. A husband-friendly devotional book. First, a word to husbands. Gentlemen, what do I mean by a husband-friendly devotional book? I know too many men who feel that devotional books for couples are geared more toward women. That is why many of the illustrations and stories in these devotionals are geared toward men. I'm not trying to give men a special pass or to be extra hard on women. No good-willed man, I know, wants his wife treated unfairly. But at the same time, men don't want to be treated unfairly. A key reason for the success of the book Love and Respect is that it is fair and balanced. That is why many men get excited about feeling respected and then motivated about loving and treating their wives as equals. I am hoping wives will enjoy being challenged as equals with their husbands as they do these devotions together. As Sarah and I travel the land giving love and respect conferences, we hear that wives want to have devotional times with their husbands, but their husbands shy away. Are most husbands avoiding devotional times with their wives because they are not good Christian men who believe the scriptures and want to follow Christ? I don't believe that for a minute. Nonetheless, many couples have told me that the typical husband just doesn't find the typical devotional for couples that interesting or that friendly. After trying it a few times, he just sort of finds other things to do. I think I know why. Most women experience an emotional and spiritual connection with their husbands when praying and reading scripture together. The typical woman is energized by the typical couple's devotional because she's quite willing to share her feelings, her weaknesses, and her needs in order to feel oneness in her marriage. And she expects the same from her husband. But if you are a typical husband, you are not that eager to be so transparent. And you don't see this as the primary purpose of a devotional book for couples. I know, because I too do not get up in the morning with this kind of mindset. Instead, I'm thinking about fulfilling my responsibilities in my field of endeavor. Like most Christian men, I prefer to pray about what the scriptures is saying and how it applies to my tasks for the day, and then commit this into God's hands. But if I sense that Sarah might be using our prayer time to correct me or change my behavior to match her own pink perceptions, I automatically...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?